Zion Nissan, Friday the 27th of March, Rabbi Alan Kimchi, Aspects of the Parsha and the Haggadah.
Always a pleasure to be here. Big yashaker to all the organizers of this wonderful program, wonderful Beis HaMedrash and Makom Torah. Share with you a few ideas this morning. First point I want to look at is how the Torah describes Erev Pesach, today a week, Bez Hashem, Erev Pesach, Yudalad Nisan, has got a very special status in Halacha, and the Torah uses a very unusual word, which I'd just like to focus on for a moment, and look at Be'iyun, and you'll see some of the very fascinating issues involved. We find on Erev Pesach something that we don't find ever throughout the year, which is that Midoraisa, some of the Halachas of Yontif, start on midday, Erev Pesach. You don't find that, not with Shofar, not with Luluf, not with Sukkah, not with Yom Kippur, nothing. There are no other halachas midoraisa of a Yontif which start the day before. The idea that Issa Chometz comes in on Chatzos, right, and on Erev Pesach, this is a unique feature of Erev Pesach, and it needs a little bit of machshava. Why might that be so? And the pasuk, the Torah uses a most unusual statement. The pasuk says, "Shivas yomim matzas techelu, ach bayim harishayin tashbisu saoir mibotechem." Right, pasuk in Parshas Bei, Parshas Achodesh. We read it again. So, what is the pasuk telling us? That there's a mitzvah of, as we know, biur chometz, and make a bracha shekid ishonu levar of biur chometz, and we do it on Erev Pesach. We burn the chometz, get rid of the chometz on Erev Pesach. But the Torah tells us something which is a built-in contradiction. It tells us that for 7 days you mustn't have chometz, you must eat matzahs, and then it says, "Bayom harishayim tashpisus on b'teichem." On day one, you do. What do you mean on day one? On day one, it should be all gone already. On the Yom Harishon, on the Yom Harishon of Yontif, you don't have any chometz around anymore on the Yom Harishon of Yontif. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. What does it mean, Yom Harishon? Ach, b'yom Harishon, tashpisus over teichen. You're not getting rid of it on the Yom Harishon, you're getting rid of it on Erev Yontif. Why Yom Harishon? Right? So I'd like to have a look, I'd like to explain to you what this Yom Harishon is. There's something here, omoik ma'oid, there's something here very fascinating in this idea of a Yom Harishon. And to understand it, I'd like to introduce just generally a stira in Rashi. There's a very interesting stira in Rashi, that Rashi in one place, in Perek Yudalad, so Rashi says, "Vayugad lemelech Mitzrayim ki borach ha'om." On that, Rashi gives us a bit of a chronology of what happened to Yetzias Mitzrayim. For 3 days, Klal Yisrael, Rashi says, came out of Mitzrayim. On day three, Vayugad lemelech Mitzrayim, Paro was told that they weren't coming back, because they'd originally said, "Menelech shloshes yom b'midbar." They weren't coming back, they were going weiter. So Paro starts pursuing them, and he pursues them, says Rashi, on day 4, 5, and 6. And on day 7, they were bayam, right? They met at the sea. "Ubachamishi b'shishi rodfu achareyem," says Rashi. "V'leil shvi yordu layom b'shachris omru shiro. For who Yom Shvi Shal Pesach Lakach on Om Shira B'Yom Hashvi." We read the Shiras Hayam on Shvi Shal Pesach. Why? Because Kriyas Yamsuf took place, says Rashi, on Shvi Shal Pesach. That was the chronology of events. That is what's written in Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach, chapter 14. However, if those people who are Rashi ala Parsha experts will know that the very, very last Rashi, in Parsha Shelach Lecha, where Rashi is discussing Hilchas Tzitzis, right? The very, very end of Shlach Lecha in Bamidbar. So Rashi there says, gives us some symbolic interpretation of the threads and the knots of the tzitzis. So Rashi says, why eight knots? Why eight threads? So Rashi says, eight threads, because, so he says, Ushmoine chutim sheba, keneged shmoine yomim, sheshoho yisro mishiyotsu mitzrayim, macha omru shiro al hayom. Rashi says that Shira was on the eighth day. Still in Rashi, I promise you that when Rashi wrote his commentary on Parshas Shlach Lecha, he hadn't forgotten his commentary on Parshas B'Shalach. He knew what he was doing. So in one place he says Shira it was on day 7, and one place he says it was on day 8. So what is the ankus in this stira in Rashi? You find a stira in the Rishonim, generally speaking, you have to look at it deeper. I must tell you that, on a personal note, today is Erev Shabbos HaGadol. Most Kehillah Rabbonim will not be willing to do a shir like this on Erev Shabbos HaGadol because they're completely involved in the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. The truth is, I'm also involved in it in my mind. And this year, I'm giving a Shabbos HaGadol drasha different to whatever I've done before. And that is, I'm dedicating it to the topic of my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose 20th Yahrzeit was a few days ago, and he was the man who changed my life and put me on a different derech. And so why do I mention this? Because one of the things he used to teach us, Shlomo Zalman, was that when you see a problem in the Rishonim, so if we would say in Shia, if we would say, I've got a kasha on Rashi, or a kasha on Tosfos, because of whatever, he would say, no, we were not allowed to say that word. We're not allowed to say we've got a kasha on Tosfos. And I promise you, you don't have a kasha on Tosfos. You might have a tzorich iyun on Tosfos. You're not allowed to say a kasha. You say a tzorich, on the Rishonim, we don't have kashas. We have a tzorich iyun. A tzorich iyun means this needs further examination. We have to look at it more closely because we haven't got any kashas on the Rishonim. The Rishonim's understanding of Torah was qualitatively on such a different level to ours, we were not allowed to say a kashas. I promise you, all Rav Kiva Eger's kashas on Tosfos are all tzorich iyun. They're not more than that. And there is a certain element of anova in saying tzorich iyun, which Shlomo Zalman was very insistent upon when one approached the words of the Rishonim. So I promise you, this stira in Rashi is not because he's forgotten what he said earlier, or because he made a mistake earlier. There is something here, omoik ma'oid, which needs looking at. So I'd like to try and explain this to you in a few minutes. And I think that to understand it properly, you have to understand a Gemara which deals with the content of the Haggadah. So we know in Perek Arvei Psachim, there are Mishnayos which deal with the basic features of the Haggadah as we have it today. At the time that the Gemara was written, they didn't yet have a final text of the Haggadah that we have today. Exactly who put together the text of our Haggadah is a little bit of a mystery. We don't know exactly who put it together, probably the time of the Gaonim or the early Rishonim. But we all have Baruch Hashem, a text of the Haggadah that we're familiar with. But at the time of the Mishnah, it was still very rudimentary. It was still very basic. One example of this is, in the Mishnah it says, and you want to know what story to tell on Seder night, says the Mishnah four words, Matchil Bignus U'Masayim B'Shevach. That's what it says. So what does it mean, Matchil Bignus U'Masayim B'Shevach? It's a Mishnah in Psachim Daf Kuf Zayin. What does that mean? Matzal Beginus Masayim B'Shevach. It means that on Seder night you don't just tell the story of the suffering in Mitzrayim, and you don't just tell the story of the Nisim V'Niflaos of coming out. You tell both. Matzal Beginus, you first tell them the difficult times, or Masayim B'Shevach, and then you tell, and then you speak about the good times. That's the mission. Comes to the Gemara says, my Gunus my Shevach, what is he referring to? And on that, there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is a very profound issue. So Rav says, I'll tell you what it means, Matchil B'Gunus M'Sai B'Shevach. You've got to say, Mitchilo of the Avodah Zorah, how you have said. Terech of the Avraham, that really the ancestors of Klal Yisrael were pagans, were kofrim, were apikorsim. They lived a terrible life spiritually. The Aksha of Kervono Hamakam Lavaydos. That's the matzah. According to Rav, that's the story of Seder night. Right? According to Shmuel, says no. What are you talking about? That's not the story of Seder night. The story of Seder night is Avodim Hayinu Lefara B'Mitzrayim. Vayetzeinu Hashem Misham B'Yokazokim Israel Natuya. That's the story. So it would appear, and a simple reading of the Gemara anyway, it would appear that in the yeshiva of Rav and the yeshiva of Shmuel, they actually said a different Haggadah. They said a different Haggadah. They had a different text. That in Surah and in Nahardah, the yeshivas of Rav and Shmuel, in Surah and Nahardah and Bovel, they didn't have the same Haggadah. One said, Avodim Hayinu Lefara, etc., etc. The other said, and it could be that's true, nobody knows. It could also be that they both, of course, agreed that both were the story of Seder night. The question was, what was the ikkah? What was the main focus? We, of course, as we all know, we do both. An old Jewish custom, when in doubt, we do both. Right? This is like the Gemara discusses, do you need haseva for the first two cases, or haseva for the last two cases? So the Gemara says, there's smallest this way and that. The Gemara says, in that case, we do haseva for all four cases. Because the Rambam gives us the text of the Haggadah, he gives us both Avodim Hayinu and Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah HaYavasein, as we see it. But what is the Amkus here? What is the Havana of this debate between Rav and Shmuel? So again, I think what one could say, again, on an initial level is, that there are two different stories here, two different journeys. There is one journey of Avodim Hayinu Lefara B'Mitzrayim V'Yetzeinu Hashem, and that indeed is a journey Me'avdus L'Cheirus. Right? The Klal Yisrael were subjugated, and were persecuted, and were enslaved, and were powerless. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and we became a sovereign nation, and we were no longer under the evil hand of the Mitzrayim, and we became free. And that is Me'avdus L'Cheirus. That's one of the wonderful simchas that we have on Seder night. Comes along Rav and says, but that's not the real story. There are lots of nations that have gone from subservience to independence, and they haven't become Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the real journey is from Avodah Zarah to Avodas Hashem. That's the real achievement of Seder night, that we're no longer surrounded by Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We are now living a different life. Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah HaYavaseinu. That's originally. But that's a different journey. That's a spiritual journey rather than a physical national journey. There was one national journey, Me'avdus L'Cheirus, and there was another spiritual journey from Avodah Zarah to Avodas Hashem, right? And the question is, on Seder night, which is the real story to tell? That was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, right? Incorporating both these shittas into the Haggadah, what we're doing is we're saying that really both of these stories are interconnected, and we need to say both of them in order to really fulfill the mitzvah of the real sipui. It's a combination of both these things. So now we can ask ourselves an interest, if that's true. We can ask ourselves an interesting question. When was really the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim? When was actually that moment? So the moment of Me'avdus L'Cheirus, we know, right? Vahi b'chatzi alayla, right? In the middle of the night, Parah says, Kumu tzu'u, it's finished. We were sent out to Mitzrayim, b'chipazon. So we know that on Seder night was the moment of transition Me'avdus L'Cheirus. But let's think for a minute about Rav's interpretation of the Sipui Yetzias Mitzrayim. That our transition from Ovdei Avodah Zarah to Avodas Hashem, when was that moment? When was that moment? So here's something much more interesting. In actual fact, we find that when the Torah speaks about Pesach, we use the word Pesach to refer to the Yontif. The Torah never uses the word Pesach to refer to the Yontif. Never. The Pesach refers to the Korban. And when was the Korban? Erev Pesach. The Korban was Yudalit, it was Erev Pesach. The moment that Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach, that was the transition from Avodah Zarah to Avodah Hashem. And the Pesach repeatedly refers to the Korban Pesach as for Avodah Hazos. This is the Avodah. The Avodah Hashem is the Korban Pesach. And one of the reasons why it's the Avodah, because it's the moment of transition, where Klal Yisrael, Mishchu Kulochem So Rashi says, Mishru, what does Mishru mean? Withdraw from Avodah Zarah and engage in Avodah Hashem. That transition took place not on Tesvav, took place on Yudalat. So it comes out something very interesting. That actually, Rav and Shmuel, it's true they're telling a different story on Seder night, but it's more than that. The actual definition of the Yom Tov of Pesach is different. Right? For Rav, Yom Tov began on Yudalat. Yudalat, and that's why Yudalat is a Yom Tov. It's got all the halachas of Yom Tov. It doesn't actually have the Isurei Melacha, but some of the Isurei Doraisa of Yom Tov, like Chometz, already kicks in Erev Yom Tov. Why is that? Because it's already the beginning. It's half the story. Half the story of Pesach is already starts on Yudalat. It starts on Yudalat, half the story. Why? Because Avodim Ha'Yidin, because Mitzchila Ovi Avodah Zarah and Akshav Kervona Amakim La'Avodaso started off on Yudalat when he did the Korban Pesach. Right? So you have here a very interesting, if you like, new insight into the Yom Tov of Pesach. And this is Pshat, and this is an Amkus, I believe. I haven't seen this anywhere, but this is my suggestion. This is the Amkus, and this is the meaning behind this Stira in Rashi. Rashi wants to tell you, that the Shira was both on day 7 and on day 8. He said it's the same day. It's day 7 if you count from Tesvav. It's day 8 if you count from Yudalat. Pesach is both 7 days and 8 days. Because there's an unkus to Pesach, which starts, as Rav says, doesn't start the moment they went by Avdus Lacheres, it starts the moment they brought the Korban Pesach. So in a certain sense, when we have Shmoyne Chutim, says Rashi, for our Tzitzis, we're celebrating the 8th day of, it's on the 8th day of Pesach. Why? Because Pesach began in Yudalad. Because that's the moment that we accepted upon ourselves Avodas Hashem and rejected Avodah Zarah. And that was the crucial moment. So there are two different countings. So this Stira in Rashi is not Chas v'Shalom a mistake, and it's not a Kasha in Rashi. It's a Tzarech Iyun. And when you have a Tzarech Iyun, you look deeper into it, you realize there are two countings going on here, depending on whether you have Rav's counting or Shmuel's counting. Right? And that is Pshat in this Pasuk, and I think this is a very nice insight, both into Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashmisa Taka, today or week on Friday, on Erev Pesach, you should know it's Yom HaRishon. It is Taka Yom HaRishon. It might not be the Yom HaRishon of 7 days of Pesach, but it's the Yom HaRishon of Pesach in the sense that it's the beginning of the Chayrus of Klal Yisrael that they accepted upon themselves to be Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Avodah Zarah. And that is that. I think that's a bit of a deeper understanding of the reason why would the Torah would use this word, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashmisu, is giving it accrediting, if you like, Erev Pesach, as being, according to one counting, the first day, Taka, of the Yom. Time always moves a bit faster than I thought. I'd like to connect this briefly with a shtickel Torah, which I like very much, which I won't have time to really develop fully, which I have often heard quoted in the name of the Kedusha Salevi, Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, but actually the Rishon, the Achronim earlier than him, the Marsha, and even the Kliyaka already developed this idea very beautifully. And this is the two names of Pesach. Pesach in the Torah is always only called one thing, Chag HaMatzos, right? And indeed, in our davening, Yalev Yovei, whatever, we call it only Chag HaMatzos. Chazal, when they came to describe the Yontif, and in fact the whole Masechta, they call it Pesachim, and we refer to the Yontif as Pesach, right? And this is interesting. Why would it be that the Yontif has these two names in this particular way, that we call it Pesach, and that the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos? Says the Marsha and the Kedushas HaLevi, and indeed the Kli Yakov, they all say the same idea. They say there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav says, what is written in the Tefillin of the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's the Kasha. one of the more unusual Gemara, questions of the Gemara. What is written in the Rabbeinu Shneolam's Tefillin? Now you have to understand, when Chazal ask a question like that, they don't, Chas v'Shalom, mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the Tefillin that we wear. It means, if you like, were HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wear Tefillin, what would he write in his Tefillin? That's really, Bankus, what this question is. And the Gemara answers, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin is written, anybody know? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechot ba'aretz. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. In our Tefillin is written, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. And his Tefillin is Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. What does this mean? It means that we are committed, we are devoted to the Shevach and Hidor, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the reciprocal relationship from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he engages in the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, that he praises us. The Marsha on that Gemara in Brachos Davov says, he says, this is the real meaning of the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is a phrase in Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which means, says the Marsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises us and we praise him, and that is a very important part of our Kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyecha Baretz. How great is Klal Yisrael? Says the Kedushas HaLevi and the Marsha and the Kli Yakar, that's the reason for these two names. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to speak about the Yontov, is engaging in the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. What's the Shevach of Klal Yisrael? Chag HaMatzos, that we are willing for 7 days to clean out the house for Chametz. A little bit of a job cleaning out the house for Chametz. Maybe the men don't know this, but the women know this. A bit of a job cleaning it out for Chametz and only eating matzah, right? And this is not only that, of course, not just our eating of matzahs, but also as Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Lechtek Achrei Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zeruah, the Klal Yisrael took their matzahs and went out to the middle of nowhere. That is a Shevach of Klal Yisrael. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Beditcher, that is the greatest praise of Klal Yisrael, to call it Chag HaMatzos. But we, Klal Yisrael, we don't want to call it Chag HaMatzos. We want to engage in the Shevach of Ribbono Shel Olam, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we call it Pesach. Because Pesach relates not to what we're doing, but it relates to what he's doing. For what he's doing is, Asher Pesach Al-Botei Mitzrayim, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole process of the Geula took place in an act of Pesach. Why exactly Pesach is a different story. But that's clear, that is the duality, if you like, between Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. And interestingly, the Kli Yakar connects this also to another contradiction in the Pasuk, in Parshas Bo, on this issue of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where in Parshas Bo, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of chapter 12, Achadosh Zelachem, he tells him that you have to put the dam al shnei hamezuzos v'al hamashkeif, right? That's what the pasuk says. The blood has to be put on the two doorposts and then on the crossbar, on the lintel at the top. And Moshe Rabbeinu, a few psukim later, when he tells over Klal Yisrael what to do, he says you should take the dam v'yigatem al hamashkeif v'al shnei hamezuzos. It's a well-known change that Moshe Rabbeinu makes in the instructions of Pesach Mitzrayim, that when you put the blood on the doorpost, on all three posts, Kadosh Baruch Hu says first the two mezuzahs and then the mashkev. Moshe Rabbeinu says first the mashkev, and says the Kli Yakar, this is all along the same theme of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. He says the shnei mashkev, the shnei mezuzahs, relate to the tzaddiki hador, in this case Moshe and Aaron, who are holding up Klal Yisrael, and that is we recognize the greatness of their leadership and of their Yerushalayim. And the mashkev is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashkifu Mimo'in Kodshecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on us. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling over the mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Al shnei hamezuzahs first, is mishabeach Klal Yisrael, and then Al hamashkev. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling it over, he changes the order. He doesn't change the mitzvah, chas v'shal. But he changes the order. He says, we are first Mishabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam. First Al HaMashkev. That's the first thing. And then it's true, Al HaMezuzos. That's the Kliyaka, beautiful, beautiful. I've done it very short because time is pressing a bit. But this is a very, very beautiful Kliyaka, all along the same lines of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, why Pesach and Chag HaMatzos is also the same principle. I'll give you one final example very briefly, if I can squeeze in one or two other. One other example is also in the Kliyakar. We find that if you look in Truma Tzadve Kisisa Vayakal Pekude, as we all know, is all about the Mishkan. So you look in Truma Tzadve Kisisa. So first HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu all the details of the Mishkan to the last kaftov or ferach, to the last little detail. And then in the end he says, Achas Shabsoise Tishmoiru V'shomru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos is in Kisisa, at the tail end of the whole Mishkan, at the tail end is Shabbos. The last few psukim, right, after having gone through the whole Mishkan, then nevertheless, then the pasuk says, Achas Shabsoise Tishmoiru V'shomru B'nei Yisrael, that Shabbos is, don't forget Shabbos. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu by Yakel, and he wants to say over the whole Mishkan. So what does he do? What's the first thing he says? First Shabbos. He first says Shabbos, right? He first says the Sivaro Eish B'chol Moshe Loseichem, right? At the very beginning of Yakel, the opening Pesukim by Yakel, and then he gives you the whole Mishkan. Says the Kliyaka, what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He's switching round the order. So he says, that's the Yesod in the Torah. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. He says, the Mishkan is the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, that we are able, Osuli Mikdash, we are able to create a space in this world, like Baruch Hashem, in this space of Medrash, and all the Mikdash Ma'at around the world, we can create a space in this world where the Shechinah can come down into this world. That is the praise of Klal Yisrael. That's one of the unique achievement of Klal Yisrael, that we can create a place where the Shechinah feels comfortable, where the Shechinah can come down. Right, that's the praise of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is a praise of the Rebbeinu Shleilah. Sheish Yisrael, Mosar Hashem, Mosar Shemayim, Mosar Oretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's telling over to Moshe Rabbeinu, in Truma Tzadik Kisisa, he first says Mishkan, and then Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Kliyaka, when he's telling it over, he first thing we've got to do is Shabbos. First thing is to recognize Gadlus HaBoirei, to recognize our Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we start from, right? And then, having done that, then we can speak about the Mishkan. It's a very beautiful Yesod. I've got about 6 or 7 examples of this particular Yesod of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li in various different fields of Halacha and Psukim. But it's exceptionally beautiful. And I just want to tie this up with my first, what I said in the beginning, the Stira in Rashi and Rav and Shmuel, that's also connected to this. Because don't forget, what Rav is talking about, what happened on Erev Pesach, that Klal Yisrael Mishku Kulachem, the Klal Yisrael Shechted the Pesach, and they went through the transition from Avodah Zorah to being Avdei Hashem, that is the praise of Klal Yisrael. That was the Bechira. That was in the world of human behavior, human Bechira. That is the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. It's a Shevach of Klal Yisrael that our ancestors were Ma'aminim, and because they're Ma'aminim, we can be Ma'aminim B'nai Ma'aminim, because we can continue that Maseiris. The greatness of Klal Yisrael were the events that happened on Yudalat, that they took the Korban Pesach in defiance of the whole of the Egyptian culture. What happened on Pesach on Yud Tesvav, that's a shevach of Rebbeinu Shlom. That's a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav and Shmuel are also a little bit discussing what's the emphasis. Are we praising Klal Yisrael that they indeed had the emunah of lechtech achrei b'amidbo b'eretz leizaruah, that they were willing to do what they did at the time, and that is yudalad, or are we praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this duality runs very deep, particularly in Pesach. The truth is it runs very deep throughout the Torah, but particularly in Pesach we have all these examples where both of these stories, if you like, are intertwined with each other. The story of Rav and the story of Shmuel are really the reciprocal relationship of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Klal Yisrael indeed engaged in Avodas Hashem and rejected Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded on Tesvav by it is. And the truth is, Rashi will tell you, that not everybody got out of Mitzrayim. Only those people who did the Korban Pesach and Yodala Taka got out. And we say it in the Haggadah, Ilo Hoyosham, Lo Hoyonigal. We tell the Rashi, you know what? You Taka, got nothing to celebrate today on Pesach, because had you been in Mitzrayim, you wouldn't have got out. Because if you wouldn't do the avodah of the Korban Pesach on your dalad, then you wouldn't have had the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tesvot Bechlal. So in a sense, this is the powerful moment where Klal Yisrael were born. Yudalad, they did the Maisa Bechira, the act of Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded with the Geula on Pesach. B'chein Yerotzen, please God on every door, that we should engage in our Avodas Hashem. And as a response, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us a Geula Shalem of Meher Yemeinu.
If I'm allowed to, I'll just speak Tanya the Messiah on the beautiful Drush of Rav Kimchi. Very briefly, there's a question which is raised about why Shabbos Avodah is called Shabbos.